Federal agencies are unable to share their assessments of job candidates with one another. It sounds absurd, but it's one reason federal jobs are hard to fill. The government looks like a funny house to people trying to get in. It's no way to run a 2 million person personnel system, says Tim McManus, Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He joins me now with the latest on fixing this broken connection. Tim, good to have you back.
Always good to be on, Tom.
And so there's a bill now, I guess, that would fix some of these issues where there's stovepipes among agencies when they might be looking at the same person.
Congress has passed the Competitive Service Act, and Tom, what the legislation essentially allows is for folks who are on the best qualified list with one agency to be hired by agencies with the same need at other, or for a position at agencies with agencies that have that same need. So, for instance, Tom, if you're looking for a budget analyst at the Department of Homeland Security, you've gone through your hiring process, you've got your list, your certification list with your best qualified candidates. You actually make an offer, but there are other folks that are on that best qualified list. The way that it currently stands, another agency actually cannot take anybody off that off another agency's best qualified list. They've got to actually have that those same people apply again for positions at their agency, even though the need may be exactly the same. So again, the Competitive Service Act will allow other agencies to actually use each other's best qualified list. And clearly, what that does for the job seeker is it means if you're applying for one job, you hopefully are going to be considered for more than just that agency.
But is there a mechanism by which all of those people can be shared in some kind of a pool where everyone could see who's applying for similar type jobs?
So, Tom, that's where this gets tricky now. So, so the legislation has passed the Senate. Hopefully, it's going to the president, and hopefully, President Obama is going to sign it. And then OPM actually has to develop the regulations by which agencies operate and the implementation guidance that provides guidance to them on how they use this new authority that's going to be at their disposal. Ultimately, Tom, if there isn't some type of centralized mechanism, if there aren't a lot of other things that I'll touch on in just a moment here, if those things aren't in place, ultimately nobody's going to know about this. So right now, as an example, Tom, students who come in as interns and are eligible to be converted, they can actually be converted to a full-time position in any agency. The challenge is with that is there's no central repository of all of those interns who have successfully completed their internship and are eligible for conversion. So what happens if you and I are walking down the hall and I just happen to mention that I have an opening, but I wish I had a really good intern to move in there, and you've actually got extra interns that you couldn't convert to full-time employment, and you say, well, Tim, why don't you take one of mine? Unless that's happening, frankly, those folks are still in a black hole. So we've got to figure out, OPM has to actually figure out what that mechanism is, a central database, something that agency will allow agencies to share their best qualified lists in a much more strategic and intentional way, so it doesn't just happen in a hallway conversation.
And much as we love OPM, let's look at the record there. It took them 2 or 3 years to develop a set of rules just for phased retirement, one little tiny thing. This could be a long time in coming.
So it could be a while in coming because clearly OPM is also dealing with some other issues that actually require them to put out regulations on a number of other issues as well. One of the things that may be a consideration here to get the ball rolling right away is OPM actually has the ability to grant demonstration authority to agencies. So Tom, imagine a world here where the regulations aren't complete yet, but clearly Congress has signaled an intent that this should move forward. They've actually passed the bill. It's signed by the president. And before the regulations are actually done, maybe OPM could actually create a couple of demonstration projects. So let's look at a couple of high-need areas that are across government. Let's look at cybersecurity specialists. Why not immediately, under a demonstration project authority, create the process for how they're going to share certification lists for folks looking for cybersecurity specialists? And by the way, as you're working on this demonstration project over the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months, whatever it happens to be, that hopefully will inform better regulations, better implementation guidance as well. So again, I think there are some ways to actually speed up the process that maybe we haven't thought about to date and really need to kind of get the ball rolling on this. Again, as you said, if we wait, if we have to wait 6 years, 9 months, a year, 2 years before the regulations are actually even come out, before we can begin to implement on this, you know, the impact. We've got dire hiring needs right now. Let's actually fix them right now. And I think, again, the demonstration authority may be one of those ways to help fix that.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And do you have any sense of how many jobs of the 2 million people in the federal government, how many of those jobs can commonly be done across agencies? I imagine it's a pretty high percentage.
So, Tom, I don't actually have a number for you, but what I can say is if you look at every agency, you know, there are similar types of needs because every agency is in and of itself almost a business. So if you look at business function pieces, finance, accounting, it doesn't matter what agency you're in, there's actually some form of business, finance, and accounting jobs that are there. If you look at program analysts, clearly there may be an expertise, a subject matter expertise that applies there. But some of those may, in fact, apply. I mentioned earlier cybersecurity. We all know that every agency is actually looking for cybersecurity specialists right now. IT specialists. Again, another one. HR specialists. There are a number of things that you can look across every single agency and say, it may be a slightly different job, but essentially it's the same types of skills and it's the same type of abilities. And again, the certification list and the Competitive Service Act allows agencies to look at that. Clearly, they're still going to want to do some type of assessment of their own, some type of interview to make sure that the candidate is still a fit. But what this will at least hopefully bring to the table is a set of candidates that are already vetted, already have made a certification, saying they've got the knowledge, skills, and abilities that are necessary to complete the job. Now the final question is, is it the right cultural fit? Is it the right mission match for them?
The irony here is that once you are in the federal government, it's pretty easy. There's a lot of mobility from agency to agency in a given job category, like CIOs regularly move from one agency to the other or law enforcement. That one little missing gap then is coming in the first place.
And again, it's a huge gap as well. And you mentioned CIOs. I mean, we've heard anecdotally stories in the past where agency X has said, we need to bring in a new CIO. And actually, they actually have three or four or five highly qualified CIOs. They make their decision on one, and guess what happens to those other three or four that they don't have if they're coming in from outside of government? Again, agency B and C also have a need for a new CIO. Where do they have to turn? They've got to repost the position. They've got to hope that those same qualified people from the other agency actually apply. So again, this is the first step. In my estimation, this is a really good first step, but only a first step, too, in this process, which is the next question that we have to begin to ask ourselves is, are there some of those similar jobs? And again, I'll go back to cybersecurity, Tom, where we ought to be looking at the talent more as an enterprise. And by that, what I mean, Tom, is not individual agencies looking to hire that talent, but government-wide. We know there's a need. We've got this ability now to share certs. Do we start to recruit much more collaboratively and collectively as well? So it's not we're just hoping to scavenger the best qualified lists of other agencies, but we're working collaboratively together to get the talent that we really, really need.
Tim McManus is Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, thanks for having me.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Click share with friends.